So this week we have the incredible Zechus, three Parshas Kisetze, and in the midst of a number of incredible and beautiful mitzvahs, the Torah conveys to us, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Dalid, the Torah says as follows. Torah says, Lo Sachsom Shar B'disho. Pretty straightforward halacha, that ultimately do not muzzle your ox when it is threshing. So, on a simple level, the ox is threshing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that don't muzzle it so this way it could eat. So on the most basic level, again, what it's teaching us, seems to be teaching us, it is teaching us, the concept of V'racham av HaKol Masav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has compassion upon all of his creations. And therefore he says, I'm compassionate on all of my creations. You, man, also have to be compassionate on all the creations. And therefore when the ox is threshing your grain, don't muzzle him. Whatever he wants to eat over the course of his work, he should be allowed to eat. It's a basic din in kindness towards animals. Avoidance of tsar bali chaim, avoidance of causing unnecessary pain to any of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations. But there's a beautiful insight in the Sefer Arla Shamayim. The Sefer Arla Shamayim was written by the Abderav, and the Abderav says something absolutely amazing. He says, contained in this pasuk is a profound metaphoric message. He says, the shar is a reference ultimately again to Mashiach. To Mashiach. Why is shar reference to Mashiach? So, I think to refine the Rebbe's words a little bit better, it's reference to Mashiach ben Yosef. Remember, again, without getting into too much of esoteric concepts, we know that in the world of Messianic redemption, there are two stages of Messianic redemption. There's Mashiach ben Yosef, which is the first stage of Mashiach. There's Mashiach ben David, which is hopefully the eternal stage of Mashiach. But Mashiach ben Yosef is the one who paves the way. The first Mashiach, the Mashiach that descends from the family of Yosef HaTzadik, that's the Mashiach that paves the way for redemption. So the Abderav says something absolutely amazing. He says, Lo Sachsom Shar B'disho means, literally translated, do not muzzle the Mashiach as he's trying to thresh, as he's trying to plow and pave the way forward towards Geula, towards redemption. Lo sechsum shor b'disho, do not muzzle the Melech HaMashiach. Do not muzzle the Messianic King. I should just mention, the reason why Shor represents the Mashiach goes back to Parshas Vayechi, that ultimately, again, Yaakov Avinu in his brachos refers to Yosef as a Shor, refers to Yosef as an ox. So therefore, the Rebbe says, Lo sachsom Shor b'disho. The Shor, the ox, Mashiach ben Yosef, wants to plow his way forward, wants to bring geula, wants to bring great things. Don't muzzle him. The threshing represents the removal of the wheat from the chaff, represents taking the unfinished and finishing it, represents taking something in a very basic state and refining it, a reference ultimately again to messianic evolution. So as the Melech HaMashiach plows forward, don't muzzle him. Don't hold him back. Don't prevent him from doing what he needs to do. And says the Rebbe something amazing, that embedded in this pasuk is an incredibly profound and overwhelming idea, which is, the Mashiach wants to come, Geula wants to come about, but we don't realize that our actions bring him closer or unfortunately distance him. You see, sometimes in life we think that we don't matter, that at the end of the day I'm one person, what does my mitzvah or chas v'shalom, what does my avera really matter in the grand scheme of things? One person can't move the needle. And comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he tells us that is unequivocally false. Every person moves the national needle. Every person has an impact on the timeline of Geula. Every person impacts the arrival of Mashiach. As the Gemara says, that Rambam quotes in Hilchos Tshuva, that a person has to view the world as chetziv zakai the chetziv chayiv. It's half righteous, half righteously challenged. Asa mitzvah achos, if a person does one mitzvah, hechriyas atzmo v'eskala ulam kol eschus, then I move myself and I move the entire world, I tilt the scales towards the side of schus, towards the side of righteousness. If I chas v'shalom do one aveira, I tilt the scales the other way. The Gemara that I'm trying to teach us, we matter. We absolutely matter. And our actions, big or small, always matter. Sometimes we think that it's only the people who appear on the front pages of the newspaper who make a difference in global events. It's only people who occupy prominent and exalted offices who make a difference in the course of the world and in the course of humanity. And it's fundamentally false. Each of us have an impact. Some of us have an impact that is measurable. Some of us have an impact that is visible. And some of us have an impact that will never be known and never be seen. But the impact is nevertheless there. Comes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he tells us, I have this beautiful thing called Geula, this beautiful thing called Mashiach that is waiting. I want to bring the bracha. Lo sachsom shar bidisho. Don't muzzle the axe, Don't muzzle the axe of Mashiach ben Yosef as he's trying to thresh. Don't muzzle him as he's trying to separate the chaff from the kernels. Don't muzzle him through your negative actions or inactivity as I'm trying to bring about Geula. An incredibly profound idea. Geula is waiting for us. Redemption is waiting for us. But sometimes, unfortunately, through the things that we do or we don't do, we muzzle the ox. We prevent the ox from doing what it has to do. We muzzle the ox and delay the arrival of our geula. An incredible lesson about how vigilant we have to be with our actions. Recognizing that everything we do, good and not so good, moves the messianic needle. Moves the Mashiach needle, has a fundamental impact not just on ourselves, but on our world. We matter. We make a difference. But I think there's another lesson. And the additional lesson, equally as profound, is the yesod that sometimes we have a bad habit of getting in our own way. You see, borrowing the concept of the Abderav, Lo sachsom shar bedisho, shar is not only a reference to the Mashiach, but shar is often used as a reference, as a metaphor for man. The shar, the beast of burden, the ox, working, plowing, is often a metaphor for man. Lo sachsom shar bedisho is a message to us as well. That sometimes in life, we just get in our own way. There are things we want to accomplish, there are things we want to do, there are people we want to be. And when that doesn't happen, it's easy to assign blame to others. But very often in life, the reason we don't cross the finish lines we need to cross and we don't actualize the dreams that we've been dreaming for years is because we get in our own way. Either it's because we make mistakes that we just don't have to be making. We fall prey to things that we don't have to fall prey to. Maybe I'm a little bit lazy. Maybe I'm just good at making excuses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you're the shar, you're the ox, and you could plow and plow and plow. And you could do anything and everything you set your mind to. Lo sachsom shar bedisho. Don't muzzle yourself. Don't hold yourself back. Don't get in your own way. Don't become your worst enemy. Two profound lessons that are truly interwoven from the same basic pasuk. Here, a simple pasuk that tells us not to muzzle the ox when it threshes, that we thought was simply all about kindness to animals, tells us two incredibly profound yesodos. Number one, we matter. We matter. Don't hold back Mashiach. Don't hold back Mashiach. We often think that it's only Chabad who talks about Mashiach or bringing the Mashiach. It's all Jews. It's all Jews. Don't hold the shore of Mashiach back. Recognize that your actions matter. Who you are matters. What you do and what you don't do doesn't just impact you and your little Dalet Amos, but ultimately, again, has global ramifications and implications. Take yourself, take your life, take your actions seriously. You matter. And lesson number two is don't get in your own way. You're the ox of productive creativity. You're the ox that can plow fields and make things happen. Don't muzzle yourself. Don't get in the way of your dreams and your aspirations. Don't get in the way of accomplishing great things. Don't get in your own way in becoming someone and something great. We should be zocha to Mi'artz Hashem, internalize these lessons of the Abderav, to learn these lessons of the Abderav. And that's chus. May these lessons guide us through Chodesh Elul. Is to close out this year and pave the way for a beautiful coming year of dynamic and luminescent success. Wishing everyone a good and Erev Shabbos and a restful Shabbos Kodesh.